Dave Moore on Today FM.
Now, sitting across from me is one of Ireland's best-known impressionist comedians. His pitch-perfect impersonations of sports stars, movie legends, world leaders, you name him, he can do them. Al Foran has built a huge following with his online sketches, his sports punditry, and I love when he's on stage doing impersonations of people to their faces. Al, welcome in.
Hello, Dave.
Good morning.
I'm good, pal, yeah. Very good.
What's brilliant about this is that Al and I are both in the same town, Little Portmarnock, out in the North County, Dublin. So I would have known you a little bit, Al, as you were kind of just starting to do a few impersonations, do a few sketches online and stuff. And now I see you and you're rubbing shoulders with the great and good and you're taking the mickey out of them left, right and centre. It's been some journey, man.
That was like 2011, Dave.
It was. Yeah.
So what were we talking, 15 years ago?
Yeah, yeah. Wow. Yeah.
It's been a wild ride. It's a mad job.
It's
an interesting job. It's unpredictable as
Yeah.
You know, I'm sure all the other impressionists, I'm sure Mario and Conor Moore will tell you the same thing.
Absolutely.
You know, it's a job that comes with a lot of unpredictability.
I would say so, in fairness. Listen, I'm just back from the Champions League. And obviously, as a Man United fan, I was so happy that Arsenal lost. Their anti-football 280 passes with 60% accuracy versus 991% accuracy of PSG. I just wonder if Mikel Arteta, are you okay with me being this vocal on my radio show about you?
Well, you're one of millions that have been vocal about that, to be honest with you. But, you know, a lot of people have been calling us the bottle jobs, and I wanted to, I mean, give people the element of surprise. I wanted to make it climactic and dramatic, and I wanted to give them the bottle job of all bottle jobs in Budapest on the weekend.
So. Gabrielle, what a wonderful person to balloon that ball over the bar. Rio, as a United fan, I met you over in Budapest. Great to see you again. It was a great day for football, Rio.
Listen, it would have been an injustice if Arsenal went on to win, Dave, you know. Anti-football.
Yeah.
You've got Wenger in the stands watching. Wenger must be thinking to himself, listen, this is not the football that I created.
True.
This is not the atmosphere that I created at Arsenal. You know, the blueprint, you know, it goes against it. Come on, mate.
Wenger's a great manager. Ruben Amorim, things didn't go so well for you at Manchester United. I do believe you're still a great manager. Any jobs coming up and exciting for you?
Well, of course, you know, you have to believe. For me, it's important to believe in systems, Dave.
Yes.
You have a system here, and it's a very good system with all of the sound and all of the technology. You know how to work that system.
That's true.
But these things in front of you, they're not human beings. So they can, you know,
the buttons and the faders and the microphone will work in your system. Yes.
But football players, they do not want to be those buttons for me.
I get it. David Beckham, you were there sitting alongside Mick Jagger and hugging heads of state and all. How did you find the game? Obviously, a former PSG player.
I mean, I'm for PSG. I mean, it's been a long journey. I mean, the Champions League last year, winning it this year. I mean, they really are the giants of Europe right now. And I just miss Brooklyn, really, to be honest with you. I miss his pesto pasta that I pretended to like.
It's a whole other conversation. Roy Keane. You and I are butting heads at the moment. Your constant beration, initially of Michael Carrick and now of Bruno Fernandes, have meant that my love of you is beginning very slightly to wane. Does that bother you at all?
You're talking about fading away.
Yeah.
You know, listen, the Dave Moore of 25 years ago, he would have been, you know, setting the standards at Man United. You would have been a Man United fan with standards.
Yeah, now.
Yeah, but where's the trophy for the assists? Where's his trophy? What are you going to do? Did they have a parade for him around his kit in Manchester?
No,
they
don't.
The most assistant Premier League history. Mm-hmm. They didn't win a trophy this year. Come on, come off it, Dave. Okay. You know, no, listen, Dave.
You know,
you grew up with it. You grew up with it, you know, the success. You know what it's all about? Have you forgotten about
it? No, I haven't.
Do me a favour.
Wayne Rooney, like, I saw you pitch side in Budapest, and then I see you the next night at the Soccer Aid. Given an absolute, you're a busy man, Wayne.
Obviously, it's great to be busy, and I'm just trying to just focus on punditry and everything else. Obviously, the managing didn't really work out too well.
Yeah.
But I'm just trying to be positive as well. I'm trying to be the opposite of the Gary Neville and Roy Keane. Be the antidote to the negativity, and people are seeing me in a different light, Dave. So.
I'm seeing a different light. Yeah, next impression is, of course, the Mr. Negativity himself, Gary Neville. Gary!
Right.
Listen, I freaked out when I first met you and I called you sir to your face. But again, like Roy, look, what's your issue? Like, can you not just calm down about United? Like,
do you know what? It's not so much my issue, to be honest. I think Manchester United, I think there's something wrong. I really do. Listen, the Champions League football, fantastic.
Yeah.
But it's not sustainable. I'm looking at the football and it's not good. They're leaving so much space open in the midfield and it's absolutely rotten to watch.
We'll buy our way out of there.
That Mbeumo decision has kept me up for weeks.
Jamie Carragher, you were having the crack in the baths in Budapest with Micah Richards. Like, it looked like a quiet night in for the lads.
Do you know what? Those baths are great. They are fantastic. We go to Budapest. I love them. You know, and obviously it was a tumultuous day. I think, I don't know if they slock at the sack that day.
What a day it was for you guys, yeah.
Maybe we'll have to look at different managers now. They're going to look at the likes of Glasner, Iraola. But I was in the baths when I found out, so it was a very relaxed situation, to be honest with you. I know Micah was his usual, energetic self. Yeah. But, just got to look at different managers, Dave.
A man who is a different manager is the special one, Mr. Jose Mourinho. You've just landed back in Real Madrid. What a situation to find yourself in.
I think, who better to fix a toxic situation
than Mr. Toxicity?
Who better to fix that situation than me? I think I am the correct candidate. They could have gone to Carlo, but Carlo was too busy with Brazil.
True.
So I think I can fix it. I can bring Mbappe back. I can make Trent the best right back in the world again. I think so.
We will wait and see. So. With bated breath.
Or I just get a severance package of 20 million euros.
And head off into the sunset. Al, I love this. When you do impersonations, you obviously employ the personality of the people as well as the voice, right? That's the key thing, I think, right? So, the anti-United brigade are out in force today because I've been abusing Arsenal from a height. So, you know, it's riled them up. And rightly so. Jerry says, wow, that sounds exactly like the real Rio Ferdinand, Al. He even talks similar levels of rubbish. And Mick says, more United bias from Al Foran, no doubt. May as well get your man on that said, give it gigsy. I'd love to get him on. I tell you what, second half of the season, we're doing a title charge. Unbelievable.
That's a good one, Dave.
Come here, let's talk about this Bumblebee thing. Yes. This is incredible. So, you are here to tell everyone about what's going on. If you love supercars, if you love a good day out, this is going to be for you because the Bumblebee run... it's going to happen. It's going to finish in Dublin in College Green, which has been specifically closed off for this. But it's going everywhere, this, isn't it?
Yeah.
So where's it starting?
We're starting off from Barberstown Castle on the Friday.
Yeah.
We have a finish line. The day two as well is a big fit. I'll have to get to day two.
No, don't worry about that. Yeah, I'll get all that.
The most important aspect here is the College Green finish on Sunday.
Gotcha.
It's going to be absolutely massive. This is called the Eddie Jordan trip. So each year there's been a different team to the trip. And PJ, the founder of Bumblebee, is a massive Formula One fan.
Okay.
And with that, being an Irish man, he's very proud of, you know, Eddie Jordan and everything he did with Jordan. And this is a tribute as well to Eddie Jordan.
That's brilliant. And what exactly do Bumblebee do as a charity? What's their focus?
So this is all in aid of Little Blue Heroes Day.
Okay.
So this is the Bumblebee, how we title it is the Bumblebee 1000, all in aid of Little Blue Heroes. So it's for seriously ill children. It's a Garda Síochána Conn sponsored charity.
Yeah.
The kids are dressed up in little Garda uniforms at every stop.
Yeah.
It's an incredible charity. So far, We've partnered with Little Blue Heroes since 2021. We have raised €937,000 across all of the trips that we've done.
So you'll clock a million, you think, this time?
So this will be a very, very special trip in the sense that we will hit that 1 million mark, and it's going to be very special. And I think, you know, obviously I think it'll definitely come by the time we're at the College Green on the Sunday.
That would be incredible. Bumblebee 1000 run, if on Instagram, for example, is the place to go. I'm just looking here. So as you said, you're starting off in Barberstown Castle.
Yeah.
Maynooth, Dunboyne, Dunshaughlin, Navan, Clonard, Longwood. Then you're going to Salins, Naas, Hollywood, Glendalough, Roundstone. The finish line is Druids Glen.
Yes.
So that's the day one, part two. Day two, start line is Druids Glen. Onto the M50, the N7, the fuel stop. There's motorways down towards Care, Morrison BMW in Care. Care Castle is a lunch stop. And then the second half of that day, you're going to go Church Street, Care, Clonmel, Sheen, Carrick and Shore, Moon Coin all over Tipperary, and New Ross, Enniscorthy Bypass, fuel stop in Redmonds. Like, there's so much going
on.
We're
covering like the middle and east of
so
the country.
So I can see.
That's what we're doing. Last year we did the Ring of Kerry. The year before that we did the Wild Atlantic Way. So we never really did, we never really covered the east of the country.
Yeah.
So that's what we want to do this year.
And then the final day on the 14th, as you said, College Green, Dublin City.
Yeah.
Like, and what kind of cars have you heard about? Like, do you know anything that's coming?
Lamborghinis, McLarens, stop, Ferraris, Aston Martins, every supercar you can think of.
Wow.
We'll be on this trip. And the beauty of it is, people can donate at the stops. There's
going to
be QR codes on every single supercar.
Every car.
So they're going to be checking out the supercars, obviously.
So swipe your QR code and away you go.
And there'll be volunteers walking around with buckets as well. It's just, there's so many ways, different ways that you can physically donate as well throughout the weekend. But it's a special, I love it every year. You know, after, you know, when you're finished up on the Sunday, you just feel, I'm tired.
Yeah. Sorry, no, absolutely.
I have to watch out for my voice.
So you're MCing the whole event all the way along?
I'd MC at each stop.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
Wow.
Each stop I'd MC, and one of the first stops, we go to a school, a primary school on the Friday, and sometimes I go a bit too with the Peppa Pig impressions and the Paw Patrol and SpongeBob. I go too mad with the SpongeBob. So this year I'm going to try and calm it down as best as possible.
Is there any chance SpongeBob might be here just for a second?
I don't know. I think I am, Dave.
Hi, SpongeBob.
Hello, Patrick.
Hi. Let's talk boxing for a second as well, because Tyson Fury has announced that he will fight in Dublin on August 1st. Tyson, is this PR?
I wouldn't say so. It's PR. I think it's actually true.
Really?
Just wait for it. 100%. You've seen me on Zlatan.
Now, is this everything I find unbelievable. Zlatan Ibrahimovic, the Swedish Manchester United footballer, who is a martial artist.
Very good fighter.
Yeah, but is he going to box?
You never know. He could have been training. He's been retired for a long time. So he could have been training in the last couple of years. I don't know. It should be fantastic.
I didn't
get permission. Paris was all right about it anyway.
Okay, that's the most important thing.
Getting by Paris for a fight. that's a tough task for me. And I said, Paris, I'm fighting Zlatan Ibrahimovic. And she was delighted.
Tyson is going to go and fight Prenga. Is that right? In Riyadh?
Anthony Joshua.
Oh, Joshua.
Anthony Joshua, I'm going to knock out at the end of the year.
Right.
Is fighting Prenga.
Oh, he's fighting him.
In Saudi Arabia, 100%.
Gotcha.
He wants a warm-up fight of it. If that's his warm-up fight, then I'm going to get Zlatan Ibrahimovic in Dublin. And that's what we're going to do. It's going to be a fantastic night. It's going to be great, Dave.
I'm sure it is, Dave.
Good talk.
Someone in the world of boxing who I adore and I've interviewed a number of times is the brilliant Katie Taylor. And I'm delighted she's here today, Katie.
Yeah, pleasure to be here, Dave. You know, obviously we're still speculating over Croke Park, and it is closer than ever. It really is.
Okay.
You know, to turn patience is a virtue. That's what I would say to everyone in the country right now.
Right, we'll keep our fingers crossed.
Yeah, and the announcement will come and Croke Park will happen and it'll be bigger than Oasis last year.
I can't wait. And Mike Tyson, you've seen so much in the world of boxing. Like, do you think that the Katie Taylor Croke Park homecoming is...
Oh, man, see the dirt. She deserves it more than you know. I mean, she fought in Madison Square Garden. That may as well have been a homecoming with all the Irish Americans that were
true
in that venue, you know. So she deserves an actual homecoming, a proper one. A proper one in Croke Park. A tribute. She's great. I love her. She's amazing.
De Niro, I know you're Italian American, but there's some Irish in there. You think Katie's a good fighter?
I do. There's something very special about her, you know. She's technically very good.
True.
She's a great role model for the kids. That's very important, you know. And I got to tell you, she deserves Croke Park.
There you go. You're hearing it from De Niro's mouth, lads. Oh. Shannon recently watched a couple of your movies for the first time. She watched Meet the Parents and Cape Fear. She watched.
Oh, Cape Fear. Oh, yeah. They're remaking that. Did you know?
Making it a TV series. Yeah. They didn't give you the nod.
No, they didn't give me the nod. They could have done the Irishman job on it. You know, they could have
aged you down.
They could have de-aged me. They could have done that. Yeah. I mean, Javier Bardem's good.
Yeah, Javier Bardem is good.
And his wife follows Al Forn on Instagram.
Okay, right. Well, Javier Bardem is good.
Penelope
Cruz follows Al Forn. You should follow Al Forn as well. Go on Instagram and find him. And also check out Bumblebee 1000 Run and donate what you can. It's an amazing charity. Al, thank you so much for coming in. Really appreciate it.
Thanks so much for having me.
See you later.
Dave Moore on Today FM.